Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos joins us. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Paul Enos. He is CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, which is our home and where we broadcast from.
Great to have you, Sammy.
We always appreciate you letting us be here. Thank you. So, trucking obviously still a huge issue. I want to go back, if I can, to start out. What was it like before COVID as far as the ports and trucking getting goods across the country?
You know, we've had issues at the ports before.
For example?
You know, anytime there was a labor dispute at the ports, things would slow down, things would shut down. You know, we've had those issues before. I was talking to one of my members yesterday who said, we decided to get out of the ports the day that one of our truck drivers was waiting for 5 hours to get the container loaded onto his chassis. And right as the container's 3 feet above the chassis, the horn blows, end of shift. Crane operator leaves, and the driver's stuck there. So we have had issues at the ports. It's not the trucking companies that run the ports. It's the longshoremen.
And for those that don't understand, so these are union-run organizations, and so there are contracts and negotiations that go on to set up the rules.
Correct.
Plus, there are also government rules.
Correct. And we've had a number of issues through the years at the ports, you know, where they shut down or they slow down, and that does have an impact. What we're seeing though today, Sam, post-COVID, is we're seeing demand greater than we have ever seen before. We're seeing a truck driver shortage that is 30% greater than it was previous to the pandemic, which was 60,000 drivers short. We're now about 80,000 drivers short. So that, on top of demand, on top of a backlog in manufacturing from Asia that's finally coming over here, on top of a chassis shortage, the chassis is the frame that the containers sit on, we are having a myriad of issues. You couple that with labor shortage, not just for truck drivers, but throughout the supply chain, warehousing, retail, folks to unload the ships. we are kind of seeing this all come to a head. But I will say one thing. This is going to look like peaches and cream if this vaccine mandate goes into effect for truck drivers.
Because
truck drivers, you know, really it's a group of folks that appreciate and like their freedom. That's one of the reasons why they are truck drivers. What we are getting from our big national companies who sample their drivers, they're hearing anywhere from 25 to 30% of their drivers will either retire or go find work elsewhere if this vaccine mandate goes into effect. Let's be really conservative and say we lose 10% of our workforce, 10% of the truck drivers in this country. This is going to make what's happening at the ports look like kids' play.
All right. So, and fair enough, and we're seeing this across multiple industries at this point in time. And so this is not just confined to the trucking industry.
No.
And it brings into, you know, question a whole lot of philosophies. And, you know, I don't know if there are any rights or wrongs in this.
Sam,
it's personal freedom in this country.
We're in favor of the vaccine. You know, we were there, you know, from the beginning of the pandemic, making sure that our healthcare workers had PPE, that they had testing kits, that they had everything they needed to deal with the pandemic. We were there to make sure that grocery store shelves were stocked and that people had everything that they needed. Hell, we were there delivering all the packages and online shopping and booze that everybody was taking advantage of during being at home. So we've been there from the beginning, working through the pandemic. When the vaccine became available, it was the trucking industry and our logistics arm that were able to mobilize getting that vaccine delivered to all the communities, all the people that it needed to be delivered to. I am very proud of the fact that Nevada, and that was us working with Governor Sisolak's office, Nevada was the first state in the country to have a widespread distribution of the vaccine to truck drivers. That's something I am personally extremely proud of that we were able to do here in the Silver State. That said, we give our drivers a tremendous amount of free agency. If that driver inspects that truck and they don't think it's roadworthy, they can say, hey, I'm not driving this truck until this is fixed. So I don't see why we would not extend that free agency to our truck drivers in terms of them making a very personal health decision about whether they want to get a vaccine or not.
And you're seeing this in so many different areas. You're seeing it in law enforcement. You're seeing it in the medical profession with nurses and other workers in the field who are saying they don't want to be forced to take this. There are all kinds of communities across the country for various reasons. Hispanic communities, African American communities that look back at the Tuskegee Airmen and say, we don't trust the government. And isn't this, and I didn't really particularly mean to go down a political road with you, but I will, in this sense that what this has shown is that the worst group in the world to give America advice about medical is the government. People do
not trust
the government.
Well, Sam, look at the health pyramid. I mean, you know, if you follow the health pyramid, you're probably going to have diabetes, you know, when you're in your early 40s, or high blood pressure,
okay,
or health disease.
And let's explain why. Because so many of the industries like sugar and fat were involved.
Fat's good. That's been a misnomer.
Depends what kind of
grain.
Fat.
You know, when you look at the bottom of the food pyramid, they would tell you, hey, you need to eat more grain than anything else, right? The food pyramid wasn't about health. It was more about economics.
Right. But also, you know, and this is an interesting thing, which is, you know, we look at doctors in a lot of ways in a godlike fashion. A doctor says, do this, you know, we think that we should do it. But
Sam, I only trust a doctor that's in better shape than me.
And that's not a bad plan either. But the truth of the matter is they're humans too, and they're evolving too. And throughout this COVID, over the last 2 years, you have seen the medical industry change and evolve in the way that they have treated COVID. Ventilators were thought to be the answer at the beginning. Then it was discovered that turning people on their sides or face downward was more helpful than the ventilators. So it's not a godlike situation, it's a learning situation.
Yeah, Sam, I'm gonna channel Dennis Prager for a minute, you know, somebody who I've listened to almost my whole life, absolutely loved him. Politics ruins everything. whenever you bring politics to a situation, whether it's logistics, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the economy, you are going to have people making decisions, not for what is best for the outcomes of our political situation or our economic situation or our health situation. They're going to be making decisions based on politics. And that's really not a great thing for our country.
Well, and to go even further, upon their reelection or passing their agenda. You know, you can go back to Lincoln. I tell people all the time, if you want to understand how politics works today, watch the movie Lincoln. You don't even have to read the book.
A phenomenal movie.
And I remember Harry Reid took his staff twice to see the movie and his colleagues because he said, this is what we do every day. And so, you know, this is not something new. And you can go back to Roman times.
Well, if you want to understand politics today, watch Veep. I think that probably gives the clearest distinction of where we are in these times.
Yes, and that is a fascinating program, to say the least. All right, I want to get back to
get back to the important stuff.
Well, no, because this is a big deal in terms of we're heading into Halloween, we're heading into Christmas, a lot of expectations. And a lot of factors, you know, and one thing I want to say is that, you know, we didn't think about truckers 5 years ago. I did because I'm involved with you. But the average person wasn't thinking about truckers. The entire country, perhaps the entire world now, understands the importance of trucking. And when your motto about, I think it's 90-odd% of things.
95% of all the freight here in the Silver State is moved by truck.
Moved by truck. So we understand now the importance of trucking. And you have a huge amount of money sloshing around in the economy. A lot of people didn't spend that money that came from the government. They saved it. And now they're seeing potentially the end of the COVID, you know, high point, shall we say. And so they're looking to spend that money and are spending that money. So that's part of the problem, which is, you know, we're trying to get this amount of goods moved. But we throw into it what's been changing with the industry, which is companies like Amazon have gone from delivering a product within a week or two to delivering a product the same day. And Walmart now competing in the same way with same-day delivery. I was talking to my wife. I ordered a microwave because our old microwave broke and we needed to get one that was the exact same to fit in the space. And I said to her, it's going to be about a week and a half. Really? Why is it taking so long? You know, a week and a half was nothing years ago. A month would have been fine. 2 months would have been fine. So is that part of the problem now, that we're compounding the issue of, you know, the logistics portion of it, truck drivers retiring, truck drivers having issues with the vaccine, problems at the port with we want it today?
You know, Sam, I don't have, I'm a very impatient person, and I'm one of those people who I want it today, too.
I want it yesterday.
And, you know, the reality is, I think we can do that. The trucking industry, through implementing just-in-time delivery 40 years ago, which meant retailers and manufacturers, they didn't have to have huge stock on hand. They didn't need to have all of the raw materials there at their factory. They were able to shrink their footprint because those pair of Levi's that you wanted that may not be at the store, they were on a truck and they'd be there on Tuesday. So the industry has really developed a pretty amazing system, and one that was even able to bring in manufacturing from overseas. I think we're seeing some of the foibles that have happened over the last three decades of moving a tremendous amount of our economy, our manufacturing base overseas, especially for those things that have an essential nature in the function of the economy and the function of our national security. I'm very proud to hear our Secretary of Commerce, who I don't agree with on a lot of things, and she was governor of Rhode Island. She implemented truck-only tolls. Hate that idea. But I love the idea where she says, hey, we need to bring semiconductor manufacturing back to America. We need to bring chip manufacturing back to America. There's $52 billion in, I don't know if it's the hard infrastructure bill or the human infrastructure bill, but there's $52 billion nut to do that. And I think that is an important thing for us to think about as we move forward. You know, one thing I will tell you, Sammy, there's not one product on those ships in San Pedro Bay waiting to be unloaded in the Port of LA, Port of Long Beach, that's made in America. If we can bring manufacturing back here, especially those items that we need to make the rest of our industries, our economy go and grow, I think we'll be better off for it. We'll be a stronger country for it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paul Enos. If I could just get him to open up a little. We'll be right back.
When COVID was crushing our economy, one leader went to work. Catherine Cortez Masto passed a common sense rescue plan for small businesses, tourism, and schools. But Adam Laxalt is standing in the way, opposing relief for Nevada's economy, says no to lower prescription drug costs for seniors on Medicare. He even opposes the expanded child tax credit for working parents. Adam Laxalt won't help Nevada or our economy. SMP is responsible for the content of this ad.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. So you were talking about bringing manufacturing back to the United States. And that sounds like a great idea, a great concept, no argument there. But there are issues. One is, because of cheap labor around the world, it would cost more for us to buy the products, goods, and services we want. Hang on. And also, we're having enough trouble getting people going back to work, period. But all of these industries are having trouble attracting people to come and work there because they think they need to go to university and get a four-year degree and then go on to law school and have, you know, $200,000 in debt or medical school or whatever. So there are issues with bringing that back to the
Sammy,
country.
Sammy, you're 100% right. There are issues. You know, and I would tell you, I think those are issues that have become much more acute since the pandemic. You know, we have seen a lot of those issues come to a head, you know, definitely in terms of labor shortage, and we're still experiencing that across the entire economy, you know, restaurants, retail, manufacturing, we're definitely seeing these issues. But I would ask you, if you can't get those goods and products that you need when you need them, is it smarter to manufacture those overseas, or are those things that we can bring here and we can bring home? You know, I think we need to look at some of those and balance those costs out.
Okay,
Sam.
But when, all right. The smart factor, I don't know, when Costco puts out a press release in just the last couple of weeks saying we are limiting the amount of toilet paper people can take, and there's a two-day shortage then because everybody goes and buys toilet paper, then you go back the following week and there's plenty of toilet paper there. How smart are the people so when it comes to making judgments about how much they should pay for something or how soon they should get it, we're having trouble saying to people, please, just buy what you need, and then there won't be a shortage.
No, and I think, Sam, we saw that during the pandemic, especially for those products. You know, you look at typically what we buy in grocery stores, and I have noticed there is a shortage of products at grocery stores, whether it's sausage or my S&W Mexican stewed tomatoes or my, cans of pinto beans. You know, we are seeing a shortage. A lot of that is because of panic buying. Some of it is because, you're right, of manufacturing, yet not having the labor to be able to make a lot of those things that we need go and operate. But Sam, when you look at ultimately what will contribute to the strength of this country, I think it is about creating American jobs here in America. And, you know, you mentioned going into debt. You know, one of the issues that we have in the trucking industry is you have to wait to be 21 years old to drive a truck interstate, across state lines. Now, in some ways, that makes sense because, hey, you think younger drivers, you know, they're, you know, much more prone to take risks and, you know, they're not as mature. But the reality is we let people drive within states tremendously longer miles than typically they would be traveling along state lines. You'd go from Reno to Vegas as an 18-year-old in a big rig today, and that's 440 miles. But you couldn't go from Laughlin to Bullhead City, Arizona, which is 7 miles.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. So one of the things that we're advocating for in the trucking industry is to bring some of those younger folks who may not be looking at a career in the military, who may not be in a place where a mining or a manufacturing job is available to them, who maybe aren't prone to go to college and go into debt for those four-year degrees, getting some of those folks who have that mentality of safety, who aren't going to take unnecessary risks, to be able to say, hey, we want you to look at this as a career. You don't need to wait 3 years. You can come and do it today. So what we're trying to do is, we have to do this federally, is establish a training program where an 18-year-old, 18 to 21, they'd get 400 hours experience in a cab with a driver, 240 hours driving in a truck that is equipped with a tremendous amount of safety technology, such as video event capture systems, cameras, such as automatic braking systems, collision avoidance systems, governed at 65 miles an hour.
Okay, so hang on. Take a moment here. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and then we'll finish up on this because you're heading in the direction I wanted to go, which, as you're in the trucking industry, is a good thing. We're both going in the same direction.
Perfecto.
We'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on 2 floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan, we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. So autonomous vehicles. What we're seeing and have seen over the last couple of years now is from the concept, which eventually will occur, of fully autonomous vehicles to vehicles that have a lot of what will be eventually autonomous features, but you've got to have a driver there with his hands ready, either on the wheel or ready to go.
Sam, the last thing I want to do is discourage somebody who's young, who is looking at a career in trucking. to get into this industry thinking that the job's going to be taken over by a robot.
I wasn't going to suggest that. What I was going to suggest was that this would in some ways help the trucking industry by being able to put
you're 100% right.
Okay, so well, hang on, let me say it. But the audience doesn't know. But that you will be able to have, you know, three trailer vehicles where people will be able to drive in a safe manner with a lot less issues that the public might be concerned about with those vehicles because they have these semi-autonomous features and would allow a lesser amount of drivers to be able to move more goods and get those across the country.
Sure, and I mean, you know, kind of the interesting thing is, Sam, today we are seeing that in a sense without autonomous vehicles. We are seeing fewer truck drivers moving more freight today than they ever have. But having those driver-assisted technology systems in a truck, that's not just going to make it safer for the drivers. That's going to make it safer for everybody.
Right. Okay, so quick question, because we're almost out of time, which just means you got to come back. Is it going to be the middle of 2022 before this backlog is cleared up, or is it going to take longer?
I don't know. I would hope it would be sooner, but I'm here in 2023. I'm here in 2023. We'll see what happens, Sam. I will say this industry is pretty great at being able to respond to a tremendous amount of these challenges. If we don't have headwinds from the administration in terms of the vaccine mandate, I think we're going to be able to clear up these things a lot quicker.
And that's where it's
going to be tough.
And that's where we have to leave it, sir. Thank you. You're always welcome.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back. Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers, on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.